The thieves left that behind. At least they left the moon behind the vine. At least they left that moon at the window.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Oz Taylor. New music just released from San Diego native and New York City-based saxophonist Melissa Aldana. Her new album on Blue Note called Echoes of the Inner Prophet, the track A Story. And with some help from Danilo Perez, eventually she made her way from Chile to Boston and the Boston Berklee College of Music before finally settling in New York City. This album sees her working with her co-producer and arranger, guitarist Lage Lund. And this is a set of mainly original compositions. Music out of the Calgary jazz scene before that, a new release from singer Amy Jo Benoit called Horns of Hope. We heard the tune Moon at the Window. This track featured pianist Mark Lemacher. And the set started with a new release from Sunnyside Records, the piano trio of Noah Haidu, with Buster Williams on bass and Billy Hart on drums, and a follow-up to last year's release called Standards. This is Standards Volume 2. We heard Days of Wine and Roses. Coming up in our final set, another trio of new releases. We'll get us started with music from Barry player Dave Schumann and his group Cubier from the album Smoke in the Sky, the track El Dilema de Chega Matea. We'll be right back. Going out this week with music out of the Toronto jazz scene that brings together pianist Manuel Valera, bassist Roberto Occupenti, and drummer Mark Kelso, all leaders in their own right. From their latest release, working under the name OVK3, the album Meeting Point, we heard the track Soul Eyes, and that's a set of primarily original compositions from the pianist Manuel Valera. New music before that, from the founder of the Outside In Music label, someone originally from Rochester, New York, trombonist Nick Finzer, off the album Legacy, a centennial celebration of J.J. Johnson. We heard the track Pennies from Heaven. Rini Rosin is on the piano, Rufus Reed on the bass, and Louis Nash on drums. A project celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of J.J. Johnson. And the set started with music from New York City-based barry saxophonist Dave Schumacher, someone whose career dates back to the 80s, and work with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra. From his new album on Cellar Music Records called Smoke in the Sky, we heard El Dilema de Chegay Matea, a track featuring tenor saxophonist Peter Brennan. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.